Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I am just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Ma.
And welcome to the half hour radio show and, dare I say, podcast. So I was actually thinking about that when I always say good morning, but we don't know when the podcast listeners are listening.
Probably late at night, if we're being honest.
That's true. So enjoy that midnight snack while we talk about resources and things that are available to children and families in our great community we call the Children's, or we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite multiple years of practice, marginally better, and that I can say the word community now, but we are not media professionals. But what we concentrate at the Children's Services Council, what we do every single day, and what we focus on is, one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And when I say that we focus on that, what that means is we work with our provider community to fund and develop programs in those five priorities to positively impact all children and families in St. Lucie County.
Emphasis on the word all, because we do talk specifically, especially on this show, about programs that may be targeted at one group or another, but our programs by design are available to everyone in our community. And we take big pride in that, making sure that there's access to everyone in our community. So obviously this show is a place where you can learn more about those programs and kind of uncover what they do and how they work with families in our community. But we have a couple other ways that you can learn about them as well. Obviously on our website at csclc.org. We have a list of all of our program partners there, along with their contact information if you are looking for a resource or need to share a resource with someone. But we also share a lot on Facebook and Instagram. Instagram definitely more fun than Facebook, but you know, that's up for debate, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely a relative assessment, right? Like more fun, yeah. But you may get on there and be like, this is not much fun at all.
Well, we'll see about that. It's debatable, I guess. But we do share information on there from time to time about things that our programs are involved in, special events that are happening in the community. Just, you know, things that we feel are pertinent to families that are living here in St. Lucie County. So lots of different ways to stay in touch with us to get that information. Obviously, this show is the most entertaining way to learn about our programs.
Clearly.
Again, maybe that's debatable too. I don't know.
It's totally debatable. you know, and if you're listening to the show and you're like, this is kind of fun, and I'm going to talk about our little agreement we have with the audience here in a second. But if you're like, look, I'm all interested in the programs. I can't catch your radio show or podcast each week, although you keep saying it's entertaining. That is debatable. But what you could do is we will come out to your workplace. We will come out to your church, your congregation. We'll come out to your civic club, hand out guides, the guides that Ashley mentioned that describe all of our programs. And in a fairly entertaining way, if you want us to, we can entertain your audience, but also talk about the resources and things that are available for children and families. And quite honestly, talk about the impact that they've had, share some stories, which always resonates with people because people see themselves in those stories. But if you would like for us to come out, I think either myself, Ashley, John, all three, if you want, we can come out and speak. Just give us a call at 772-408-1100. Again, 772-408-1100. Or I'll give out my cell phone number, which I haven't done in a while.
Oh.
Which, you know, I know is not a smart thing to do because I'll get all these weird spams. But you can text me at 772-237-1130. Again, 237-1130. The area code is 772, and I have 99% confidence that is my cell phone number, because how often do you call yourself? But if it's not that person that gets those messages, I will text and say, hey, by the way, those are for me.
They'll be like, hey Sean, these people keep calling me for you. I don't know what this is about.
but real quick before we get to our guests, we've been doing this show for, gosh, it might even be close to 10 years, almost 10 years, maybe over 10 years. I don't know,
we're unsure.
But it's kind of, we kind of have this informal agreement. We come on every Sunday, or you listen to it on the podcast. We try to mix in a little humor, a little personality. We bring a guest on that does the same, but also talks about a resource. We kind of set the table, if you will. but the agreement's not done there. It's not good enough just to tune in and listen, although we are grateful for that. The next thing is for you to take that setting and give it to somebody who may need that resource or that need if it speaks to them. And I promise you, as we go about in our daily lives, and it may even be you yourself, I mean, if we all kind of admit it and are honest with ourselves, there are times where we struggle. There are times when we need a boost of confidence. And if you're a parent or a family unit, know that there are resources out there. And if you don't, but you're tuning in for the entertainment, pass along this information to those that you love, because, you know, when you're in a time of crisis, when you're in a time of need, sometimes you're not always in the most rational thinking environment because you are in that crisis. But how great would it be if a congregation member, a coworker, or a neighbor was able to say, you know, kind of put the arm around the person figuratively or literally and say, you know what, there is, I think there's something that can help you and be able to provide that resource.
And I think too, like your point is well taken. There's that adage, like it takes a village, which I find kind of cliche, but anymore, like, I don't think as humans, we assume that we are equipped individually to handle all of the things that life throws at us. Like, we are a communicative group by nature. And part of that is that you can't possibly be the expert in everything. And so there is help and there is ways to get help. And we understand that that's difficult sometimes, that the hardest thing to do is to ask for help. But we also don't assume that we are the experts in everything. That's why we partner with all these awesome organizations. But even, you know, as a parent, I don't think that I know all the answers. So having a team of experts and these really knowledgeable people who work in these funded programs, that's literally all they do. That's their job. Like, they're there to help. And really, you know, I know we've said on the show before, our community is only as good as the access to the resources that we have. And if people don't use them, we certainly don't want them to go away. So please use them. That's what they're there for. That's what these people are there for, to help. And so we have a really great program that we're going to talk about today. But if there is something that you are looking for or that your family is looking for, please don't hesitate to reach out to us and just say, hey, I didn't see anything that I think might help me with this problem. And we'll talk to you about it. And we'll try to find a way to help. I promise you, we know somebody that probably could help. So please don't hesitate to ask.
And really what you just described, how nobody can do it alone, right? Like, nobody has all the answers. It's really about relationships.
Yeah.
Whether we want to admit it or not. And if you ever look at, there's something called blue zones, where people that live in blue zones live longer lives, long, healthy lives, I should say. And there's some, obviously they eat well, you know, they don't, you know, they do some healthy habits, but really what they do is they have relationships, they have contacts, they have people that they communicate with. And that's really the strength of our community. And that's the strength of these programs, is those relationships. And that's what we're building with this show right now.
And all of you now can be experts. See what we did there?
Good segue. All right. I'm going to let in our guest.
Okay. So we have a great guest with us today. She's a newbie to our show, which is our favorite because we have a hazing process that we go through.
Neglected to tell her.
I'm just kidding. It's a secret. Nobody's allowed to know. But we have a great program. Again, one of our newer partners, I think. You know, what did we say the other day? Like 10 years or less is new-ish. So new to us, at least new to our family. But we have a great program, a great relationship with Henderson Behavioral Health. And Bonnie is with us today from that program to talk a little bit about what they do and how they work in the community and really some of the great successes that they have had with local families. So thank you for joining us, Bonnie.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so Henderson is definitely not a new organization. New-ish, I guess, to the Treasure Coast, definitely newer to our CSC family. But for anybody who's not familiar with Henderson, never heard Henderson Behavioral Health before, talk a little bit about what you guys do.
So, yes, thank you so much. So Henderson was established in 1953. So we're definitely not new, although, yes, new-ish to the Treasure Coast. Actually, really, we're from Broward to Brevard at this point. So pretty expansive, and we're really working hard to, you know, strengthen these programs here in the Treasure Coast. So what we do here locally, So for the programs that we have here locally, we actually have a CSC program, a wraparound intervention program that focuses on, you know, stopping child abuse and neglect before it happens. So we are really, really proud of this program. We work with people and families. Actually, the kiddos can be from 0 to 17. And we really, really work diligently to, you know, wrap around these families and give them all the support that they need.
So now when you say wrap around, you know, part of me thinks, you know, half our audience is thinking like, do they like
a warm hug
beats and wrap? are they taking like gifts and wrapping them in paper or
I think know, like you know, big hug.
Define to us what wrap around is and what that means to the family.
Well, you know, and sometimes that might be that big hug. Maybe sometimes they just need that hug, right? We follow a high fidelity wraparound, we call it. And it is a model that is a do for, do with, cheer on model. So we will go and if we have a referral for a family that's in some kind of crisis or they're having some kind of problem, we go in and we see what can we do for you right now? What can we do to stabilize what's going on right now? What can we get down and dirty with you? You know, what do we need right now? So we do for. And then what we do, what's different about wraparound is that we teach. It's a teaching model. So we're really teaching folks how to advocate and link themselves to formal supports and to get the support that they need without us when we're gone. So we, you know, we empower them and we cheer them on and we really, really teach them the skills, whether that's skills with their family members, skills in their family unit, skills to build their own ecology of their own informal supports. We help link them with that and we help them navigate through these systems that are really tricky sometimes that people get left, you know, they fall through the cracks or they can't figure out how to get through barriers, and wraparound teaches folks how to get through those barriers with support. So you've got your case manager and we also have awesome peer and parent support partners. So it's a team-based approach and we really focus on family strengths and their culture and their values. So we really, really want to highlight the strengths rather than say, look at all this mess. You've got A, B, and C going on. We want to go in and we want to say, wow, look at your strengths and let's start from there. Right. So different approach, different model.
Build upon the strengths. That's good. So that's different than breaking beats down and lyrics, right?
It's different than breaking beats down in lyrics. And what typically happens with a lot of agencies is that they'll say, well, we think you need A, B, and C. And what wraparound does different is we go in with the family and we really engage with them and we say, we're here to help you. What do you think you need?
You know, and it's funny because I think when anybody, and Ashley, you may have experienced this just in your personal life, they're like, oh, yeah, I got this great resource. Here's the number to call. Probably
right.
9 times out of 10, you never make that call, right? We
just
had that exchange right before. And I'm like, I wonder if I'm really ever going to follow through on this. But
yes.
But with wraparound, you're there, right? And you will help them make that call if it's a call.
We'll help them. Yes, Sean. We will sit there and help them make the call. Because sometimes just making that call is so important. And it's a barrier to whatever success is on the other side. So we'll sit there and in that discomfort with them and coach them through it. And they're not alone and they're supported. And then next time they can do it themselves. And at that point, when the team sees the families engaged, the goals have been met, and they are doing, and we're just cheering them on, at that point, we get to have graduation. And we get to graduate these families.
That's a really cool model. I think, you know, two things that you said that I really kind of clung to was the first one was that you ask them, like, what do you think you need? Because sometimes the perception of the problem, whether you're like in it or looking at it is very different. And so maybe I think I need help finding a job, but really what I need is help managing a budget. And those two things are very different. And so I love that you kind of ask them what they think is happening, what they think is going on. And because they do need to be involved in the process, right? Like a lot of times, and we have this conversation with a lot of our program partners, is like, you guys are not coming in to point fingers and be like, wow, you really screwed this up. Like, you know, you're in this really difficult situation and we see all the things you did wrong. Because asking for help is hard. And so, you know, you don't want to kind of turn them away at the jump and like totally upset them. But a lot of times, you know, especially as parents, like they may not have had a great role model to show them what a strong family unit looked like. And so by having your advocates come in and come alongside them and say, you know what, maybe let's just try this and see if this works. And maybe this will solve some of your problems if we can do this. Like a lot of us, I'm going to include myself, a lot of us as parents just need a cheerleader to say like, you're doing a really great job. This is really hard. Like,
right.
It's really hard work and you're doing a great job. Let's just clean these little things up and see if that makes it a little bit better.
Yep. Yep. That feels much better, right?
Yeah, right. Rather than like, you know, I don't know what's happening here.
You know, if we go into a home, it's already hard enough for folks to invite us into their space, you know, and so we want to respect them and let them know that we're there to walk alongside them to support them. You know, there could be a messy house, stuff everywhere, all over. And I want to look at that trophy on the shelf and say, hey, mom, you got this trophy. You know, tell me about this trophy. Seems like you're doing some really good things. And that person is going to engage with us much more than the person that's like, hey, man, you really messed up. We don't want to blame or shame. We want to lift these families up and to make them feel successful and supported along the way. You know, our team can consist of the therapist, case manager, and parent peer support specialist. So we wrap around in those services and we all work together. We have child and family team meetings every month with the family in the home, talking about how are we on these goals? How are we doing? How else can we support you? What else do you need? And so it's constant, you know, regrouping and re-engagement and just staying connected and staying on track for these families.
So for anyone that's listening, I don't know why I said it. We have listeners, right? They're listening.
Hello, people. There's a lot of people listening.
Hello, people. So let's say we've piqued their interest, right? And so what's a common call? Like, you know, you say anybody that needs help or feels like they're in a crisis, for lack of a better word, like maybe like some examples of what are some of the calls that you get? And do they just call you directly? Do they have to be referred by somebody? All that good stuff.
Sure. So there are various ways to refer and various cases that we get referrals for. If somebody did want to refer, they can always just call us direct at 722-361-6767, or they can find us on hendersonbh.org. And we get referrals from all over. We have some parents that will call and say, hey, I need help with my child. We have referrals from school social workers, from junior probation officers, from dependency case managers, from concerned neighbors, from DCF. So there's a lot of different ways to get to us. And what's great about Henderson is that there's no wrong door. So if you call us, even if you get the wrong number, we're going to make sure that you get to where you need to go and get connected to the right people. And even if that's not with Henderson, right? Even if we get a call and it's not really a good fit, we're going to make sure that we do a warm handoff to another agency, not just here's the number, call. I will tell them if you need help, I'll help you. Because like we know, right? We don't want these folks that are calling us to fall through the cracks either. If we can't help them, we're going to make sure that we find somebody that can.
So
that's awesome. Sorry, Sean.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm glad you asked the question about like what kinds of situations do people call for? Like, you know, so I'm maybe struggling with my kid's behavior. Like, does that count? Does that qualify?
Yes.
Can I call and just be like, I'm fed up. Like,
We get a lot of those fed up calls. I'm fed up and now I'm calling. And we're like, yes, we can help. Thank you for calling. You know,
perfect.
So we get a lot of calls for kiddos that are maybe the teacher in class is seeing something off. Right? Kid can't sit still. Something is just off, you know, and so we can do a little help there and see what's going on there. But we also get calls for folks that need therapy for anxiety disorder or depression. Kiddos that lose somebody, you know, grief in the family looks like a lot of different things, a loss of a job, a new medical diagnosis, a loss of somebody. So grief really affects kids in a lot of different ways. Divorce, when parents are getting divorced, right? We have wonderful therapists that have been able to work with both parents, right? Because it's important, even in those situations, because the kiddos are in the middle. What else? We take folks with severe mental illness also. We have an early treatment program here in the Treasure Coast. So that is another educational model. So folks that are 16 to 32 with severe mental illness, we can also take. We provide psychiatric services here on site. We have an individual and family therapist, an education support, and an employment supportive specialist for those folks that qualify for Navigate. That is a free 2-year program. If you don't qualify for Navigate, we can also take you under our, you know, this other program that we have if they're 16 to 32. We currently take Medicaid. So anything that falls under the umbrella of Medicaid, AmeriHealth Caritas, Medicaid, I don't know, Florida Healthy Kids, we take that kind of stuff.
Awesome.
So yes. When you deliver the search, so I make the call.
Yes.
I got something going on. I need assistance. What's the next step? Like what kind of questions do you ask me? And then once I kind of enter the program, what's the flow or the frequency of how often am I going to see you?
Yes. So that's going to depend on your need, right? So because every case is different, we prioritize on a case-by-case basis, but you should in the beginning at least see your case manager once a week. Right. So for all of our CSE kiddos here in St. Lucie County, that contract says we see them once a week. So we see them once a week at least. And we can always see them more often if we need. What's great about the wraparound model is it gives us flexibility to be where we need to be. We don't have to be in a 50-minute window. If that kid needs us for 3 hours this week, 1 hour Monday, 1 hour Wednesday, 1 hour Friday, we get to go. Right. We get to go and fill the need of the family.
I make the phone call. And what kind of info do you need from me right from the jump? Because, you know, like we just talked about leading into this, it's hard to ask for help, right?
It is.
So we always ask what happens when they call so that we can kind of break down any, you know, like, oh, my gosh, they're going to ask me for all this information. And I'll be like, no, this is what we're going to ask for.
Yeah, we're going to ask for some, we're going to ask for basic demographic information, like your name, your address, if you have insurance. What that, you know, we probably need your insurance number at some point. Also, the case manager can help you get insurance, right? If we don't have it and
insurance, it's okay.
If they don't have insurance, we can hook them up with another community mental health in the agency that does have funding to take folks with non-insurance.
Okay.
Yes. We're going to ask about, where do you live? What county are you in? What school does your kid go to? We're going to ask race, sexual orientation, and some of the problems. We want a little bit of history. We want to know what we're working with. We want to know what are the problematic behaviors, just so that we have some information on what services would be appropriate. Not too much more than that. What we really want to do is rather would be to spend the time in the home engaging with the family, getting any other information that we need. Okay. It's very basic.
So you keep saying in the home, and I think that it's important to note that you guys kind of show up wherever. So it's not like you're asking the family to come meet with the case manager and then come meet with the therapist and then come meet with somebody else. Really sort of one of the big benefits to the model is that you can go wherever they need you to be, and that removes a huge barrier for a lot of families.
It does. And there aren't a lot of agencies left that are still going into the home. And Henderson was still going into the homes even throughout COVID. We keep going into the homes because that's where the change comes from. If we just see the kiddo in school and he's got home, you know, problems at home, how is that effective, right? So what we do is we go where the need is. And so the therapist will go into the home, or if the kiddo prefers to be seen at school, we'll go see the child if school is the problem. The team comes together in the home to do that child and family team meeting every 30 days or wherever they want. If they want it to be at the library, they can have it at the library. If they want to have it here, we'll have it here. But whatever it is, Henderson is not the barrier. You know, we're flexible, and we don't want to make any more barriers for folks.
And just like, you know, if Ashley called me today and said, I'm stopped by your house, I'm like, Ashley, you got to give me more notice than that. Like, I don't know what shape my son is home right now. I don't know what shape the house is. I might need a second before you just stop by. So you never come unannounced. You're like, you're invited into their home, right?
We are invited to our home. However, that does not mean that we do not stop by unannounced.
Okay.
I called one of my case managers this morning because I got a call from the therapist that said one of the kiddos was causing a scene with his sister in the house. So I called the case manager because the kiddo said, well, my case manager's out of town for the holidays. What are you going to do? And so I called him up, and he's going to go pay a young man a little visit before he heads out of town, you know?
When necessary, no obstacles exist.
No obstacles. He's like, no, thanks for letting me know. I'll go stop by, check in with mom, make sure everything's okay there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But you're stopping by to help.
And always to help. Order.
You're not stopping by to, and this was the point I was trying to make, maybe clumsily. You're not stopping by to like catch anybody.
No, we are not here to catch anybody. And because some of our cases come from dependency and come from CPI, people seem to get that mixed up sometimes. And we really want to make it, you know, clear to the families, like, we're here for you. Like, you've hired us to help you. We're not against you. We're here to do what you need. We're not here to catch you. Sometimes we'll do a drive-by if we can't get a hold of some people. Right. Typically an agency, you miss your three appointments. They're going to send you a letter and discharge. And we're going to go by and be like, are you okay? Is there anything we can do? Is there any barriers? Right. What can we do to help?
So I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I want to make sure, you know, one of the things that you talked about was that you celebrate the successes with the family. So graduation is a big deal. Like once you kind of get them out into their own advocating for themselves. Do you have any story, like quick stories you could think of a family that maybe has a really great success to share?
I just was certified as a wraparound coach and facilitator. So I had to take my own case. And I took this case, this woman, when I met her, she looked absolutely psychotic. You know, everybody was telling her she was on drugs. You're this, you're that, you're bad, you're bad, but, you know, and through assessment and treatment and linkage to the right help at the right time that she wanted, you know, she was able to make a lot of changes. We ran that woman like she had a case plan from the judge, A, B, C, D, E, and the court never offered her a case plan. And she did it all. She did it all. She did grief counseling. She did individual therapy. She did psychiatry. She did parenting. She got back in the home with her kids. She's interacting with her children. She did every single drug test and never failed any of them. She was phenomenal. When I met her, she was talking to herself on the side of the road, just shaking. You know, and when I graduated her, she had a crown on. She was smiling. She had a goal, a board of all her goals she had accomplished behind her. She was crying with happiness when we handed her her certificate. It was like I was crying. She was crying. Like it was a beautiful thing. And she did it all for herself. No judge told her she had to do it. She did it for herself and for her children. And I couldn't be more proud. It was the most difficult case of my entire life. She was like having 10 clients and worth every second just to see the smile and the success and her reunited with her children. Just amazing. And we do this every day, you know, every day.
You know, Bonnie, before we brought you in, Ashley and I were briefly talking about the importance of relationships. And really what I'm hearing is there's two things, and having done this work for a while, is one, anytime the best learning is self-directed learning, right? The best change is self-directed change. Like if somebody tells you, hey, if you do this, this will happen. You may or may not do it. But if you think, hey, to yourself and it's self-directed, you're going to do it, right? So you incorporate that. And then again, it's all relationship driven, which is what we talked about, the importance of relationships, importance of having somebody on your side. And that's really what this program is all about. It's the best practice of this program, right?
That is it. We want people to be connected with their faith, family, and friends. You know, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call the next time something happens? And they're going to know who they're going to call in the middle of the night if something happens. If they need to make a phone call, they know how to make it now. If they need to apply for insurance, they know how to do that now. If they need help for their depression, they know how to call a doctor. And they have learned all those things themselves. You know, they do the work.
So Bonnie, we have to sign off now, but I want to make sure that you get a chance to give everybody your contact number so that they can either refer themselves or their friends or family when they need that service.
Yes, yes. So my name's Bonnie Russo, and you can reach me at brusso, R-U-S-S-O, at hendersonbh.org. Our office number here in Port St. Lucie is 772-361-6767. And like I said, no wrong door. You call any Henderson and you tell them you want help on the Treasure Coast and they'll help you. They'll get you to us.
Bonnie, it was great to talk to you. Ashley, can you just feel her passion and excitement for what she does? It's kind of contagious.
Not at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
I love this work and I love what I do. And I love that I get to work with such amazing people. I'm really blessed.
Thank you so much, Bonnie, for coming on again. 772-361-6767.
Yes.
Thank you again. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's a reminder that it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m., our great partner. Also, if you happen to miss the show, do not fear, do not fret. Just pull out your phone, click on your podcast app, your favorite one, look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and through the magic of the interwebs, it'll be there. Because we are grateful for every listen and a reminder that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.